Hello, radio. This is W8RRM Mobile in Gaylord. Anybody on up north? I reckon not. I'm back to the home. Repeater. W8RRM gone.
Good morning. This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on the radio up north? Well, I reckon nobody's up yet. RRM listening.
WDADX Mobile, 1-4.
KDA-LFP, repeater check.
Good morning, radio. This is W8RRM Mobile in Gaylord. Anybody?
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Foxtrot Tango, on 75 going by Pelston.
You're going by Pelston, you're on the other side of the bridge, aren't you? How's the weather up there?
I just crossed the bridge back to the Lower Peninsula. So, came down from Munising this morning, and it was pretty dry up there. We got some rain last night, but by the time I hit the road, it wasn't bad.
Oh, it's still spitting a little bit of light snow down here in Gaylord right now. But it's supposed to quit here in the next hour, I think. It's nothing major. The roads are probably just a little bit wet right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got some pretty repeater programmed in the video, and I was touched about every third day. I think I'm on the plane. Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Foxtrot, Tango, Mobile, clear.
APX and ADWM. ADWM clear.
N8MGL Mobile.
N8DAH Mobile.
K8SPW Mobile.
N8DAH, you guys just get on the road.
Well, we're on I-75 headed north. How you doing?
Gassing up in Gaylord, and then we're going to hit 75 as well.
Alrighty, we're at mile marker 324.
Roger that. I'm about to step out of the vehicle here and get some gas, so I'll be back here in a minute at 8DAH.
Roger that. Okay, to SPW. I'll be here.
At 8DAH Mobile.
K8SPW, on the bridge.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Just hitting the suspension part.
Do you know if she's got any snow up there?
Not since yesterday morning. The chief went over and blew the driveway for us.
Oh, so you won't have to do any plowing?
If anything, just the side of the garage and the backyard if it's deep enough, but I don't think it is. We could hand shovel off the deck. There's a million birds off to the right here. In the water. They've been here for quite a while. There's so many that the top of the water is black.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we had some ducks in the pond at work the other day. It's like, you need to go south. All right, well, we hit 75 finally. We had a bit of a complication with the register at the gas station, so it took a little longer than expected.
Oh, it must have been a marathon. They don't take care of their stuff.
No, it was Meyer.
Alrighty, on the downside of the bridge. Should be exiting shortly. And running a little late, but oh well. My truck is loaded. Can't believe the amount of stuff I had to pack up.
Yeah, I'm starting to actually kind of miss the minivan now. I miss having all that room. I think my next vehicle that I buy for myself might be a bigger truck or a SUV or something that's got a little bit more space.
Well, I hear you on that one. Wow, there's 3 gates for MacPass. I've never seen that before.
So I was leaving a break there. I thought I heard somebody chunk after you. I didn't know if that was you or someone else.
Hard to say. Could have been your packet. If you got APRS running. I know it. Mine transmits as D-senses on 2 meters.
No, I'm not running any APRS right now. I haven't put the other mag mount back up. I mean, I guess we could just drill another hole, but I don't know how long I'm keeping this vehicle or not. I really need to get something better on gas if I'm driving to TC for a job.
Alrighty, over on the Mac City repeater. Any different?
Yeah, you about blew my eardrums out.
Ah, audio levels. They don't seem to be too worried about audio levels up here.
No comment. What's the freak on that one?
145.11.
I don't have that one.
You'll be able to hit the Sheboygan. I can hit that from Grandpa's.
I'm on the 7.4 right now.
Alrighty. Well, we get a minute, I'll take you out of the tractor and show you what I know. I learned a few tricks hooking that snowblower up. Good thing there was a pry bar out there.
Yeah, the way Grandpa did it, he made it look so effortless and easy, but I don't know. Those instructions aren't spectacular.
Yeah, I gotta rerun the 2 of the hydraulic lines. I got them tie-wrapped okay out of the way, but it turns out there was another curly Q under there I could have run them through. But the lighting in there was so poor, I didn't see it.
Yeah, speaking of lighting, I need to get a better light in my lab room. That chandelier's just not cut.
Yeah, I hear ya. I just didn't understand her obsession with chandeliers. And 2 of them in the bathroom. There were so many lights in there, it was like an auxiliary heater.
It was an auxiliary heater. I still can't believe I'm saving $30 a month on my electric bill just by not having them.
Alrighty, well I brought your CW book.
Vanderbilt.
And,
so I'll be there by about 3 o'clock.
I bought us some quick disconnects for the whips on our screwdriver antennas. I got one of those for you. And a couple other things to show you. I'm just about ready to exit the freeway.
We doubled a little bit in the beginning there. Alrighty. Should be there by about 3 o'clock or a little after.
Alrighty, good. Not much else going on. Been getting a lot of things done paperwork-wise that I needed to catch up on, so I only got a couple things yet. I'll be sitting pretty. I am exiting.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this job works me a little bit more hours. I'm not going to be driving out to Travers for 3 6-hour days. And hopefully that's just because it's training.
But yeah, I'm hoping to get some more stuff done. I got Kyle's Nintendo handheld taken apart. I got to replace the digitizer. And I was in the middle of trying to build one of the radio kits I had bought. And then, I don't know, next project's probably going to be building the that little Juma radio I bought.
But that doesn't have a single label on any capacitor, so I have to use my meter to check it to figure out which is what. So that'll be a fun, long build.
Alrighty, just negotiated turning on to 123 here. I don't know where all the traffic came from. Okay. Well, I talked to Jessica the other day. She took her home firearms class, the required one for a CCW.
Did you just say home class?
Yeah, it's the CCW home firearms blah, blah, blah class. The one that's required for getting your concealed weapon. Her and her boyfriend took it. She really enjoyed it.
Interesting. NADH. I didn't know you could do those at home.
Oh, that's just the name of the class. They went to some facility to take the class. Had to do the range and everything else.
Well, there's that. Alrighty. Talk to Andy by any chance?
KSPW. Yeah, I did. And he's changing over the entire email database for work over the holidays while they're shut down. So he called me from work. Everybody else is on vacation. He's going to try to get up come weekend or so.
Alrighty. Yeah, speaking of work, my VP cornered me in my office yesterday, and let's just say it didn't go well for her.
They're going to have a pretty big gap in their management when you leave.
Oh, I flat told her. You guys are going to get sued into oblivion, and I'm not going to be here for it, so good luck.
And I take it you've told her a lot of things that she didn't realize or didn't care to realize.
I think we doubled go again.
So you told her a lot of things she didn't realize or she didn't care to realize?
I'll give you more detail off air, but let's just say I told her a lot of hard truths that I think she needed to hear.
Good. Alrighty, just rounding the curve, getting ready to turn on a Dix Road. So I'll sign with you now and hanging up the mic and get ready to pull in here. 7-3. Have a safe drive and see you shortly. KSPW.
Alrighty, sounds good. KSPW, this is NADH. I'll be clear and listening.
APM is testing. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa Mike is clear.